T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Another contender for White House Chief of Staff has taken himself out of the running, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie.
CBS News correspondent Bill Rakoff is joining us from Washington. Bill, why did Christie bow out today?
Well, he just said that the timing wasn't right for he and his family. It was an honor to be considered, but he said it was just not the right place and the right time for him to be considered for the job. And it came up after a rather lengthy meeting at the White House where Christie and the president talked about certain things. Of course, Christie has kind of been in orbit around the Trump organization for a long time in some official capacities and unofficial capacities. And every once in a while, his name bubbles up for something. But once again, Christie is declining this time around.
So, Bill, who do we believe is still in the running to be chief of staff?
Well, Kellyanne Conway certainly isn't saying. She was very coy about it when asked about it today. But there are a couple of names that are still out there, including Jared Kushner, the presidential son-in-law. And before people are too quick to write him off, talking about it today with some of my colleagues, he does have a few things under his belt now. He's got some Middle East diplomacy work that he's done. And this crime bill that's about to pass Congress, we believe, is going to be largely the work of Kushner working with both Republicans and Democrats on Capitol Hill, which is something the president desperately needs, somebody who can relate with Congress, particularly as a government shutdown might loom next week.
Bill, whoever does end up taking this job, certainly that's a real hornet's nest they're stepping into.
It certainly is, and it won't be the chief of staff in the traditional sense, and I think John Kelly found that out the hard way, that he came in and people said he was the adult in the room, but it became very clear that Donald Trump is his own chief of staff and that there will be other jobs for the likes of John Kelly to do, try to keep him between the lines if possible, but also managing the business, if you will, of the West Wing, and that may be something if Jared Kushner is picked. He certainly is has an understanding of his father-in-law and might work out to a smoother relationship than the current one that exists.
All right, thank you, Bill. CBS News correspondent Bill Rakoff in Washington.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.